and I declare the meeting open according to me at 12:36. I will be stand to correct it if the time's not in line with the one on the wall.
Confirm timing on wall.
Okay, fantastic. And in doing so, I'd like to acknowledge the traditional owners of the land on which you guys are meeting, the Kariyarra people, their leaders past, present and future, for their contribution and the contributions that they will make to the future city of the town of Port Hedland. So welcome everybody and thank you for attending. Item 3, recording of attendance. Attendance as listed with the exception of Councillor Buxton, who is an apology today.
Councillor Buxton's arrived.
Oh, she's arrived?
Yep.
Okay, attendance as listed. Welcome, Councillor Buxton. Good to see you.
Thank you.
Okay, we'll move on to 3.3, approved leave of absence. With the absence of Councillor Gillingham noted there as the deputy presiding member. Item 4, responses to previous questions. 4.1, questions from the public at airport committee meeting held on Wednesday the 12th of August. There were nil. 4.2, questions from committee members at the airport committee meeting held on Wednesday 12th of August. There was one. 4.2.1 from Mayor Kelly Howlett. Mayor Howlett, are you happy with that response?
Mm-hmm. Yes, thank you.
Fabulous. Okay, we'll move on to page 9, public time. Just an important note that this meeting is being recorded on audio tape as an additional record of the meeting and to assist with minute-taking purposes, which may be released upon request to third parties. If you do not give permission for recording your participation, please indicate this at the meeting. The public is also reminded that in accordance with section 6.16 of the Town of Port Hedland local law, on standing orders, nobody shall use any visual or vocal electronic device or instruments to record the proceedings of any meetings unless that person has been given permission by the presiding member to do so, and I've received no such request. So we will move on to 5.1, public question time. I note that there is no public, but I will open it at 12:39 and close it at 12:39. And moving on to 5.2, public statement time. Same again, noting that there is no public in the gallery, I will open public question time at 12:40 and close it at 12:40. Radio. Item 6, questions from members without notice. Let's go around the table.
None from me, Brad.
Not from me, Jason.
Yes, through the chair, I have a couple of questions.
Sure.
I want to know what is the total capital expenditure which has been made by the town of Port Hedland.
Sorry, Lorraine, you're going to have to talk up because I didn't hear that question, but I'm sure Brett did, so yeah. I'm sure the officer can answer.
What is the total of the capital expenditure to be made by the town of Port Hedland?
Sure, Brett, I think that was included, that was shown in your previous presentation. If you could just highlight that for Councillor Buxton, thanks.
Happy to do so, and through the chair. There is some long-term capital spends and there are some short-term capital spends. In terms of the short-term capital spends or the immediate spends, there is a strengthening of the aircraft parking bays. That's about $200,000 a bay, and there's four of those bays for us to complete. They will remain the town's responsibility. We're actually getting on with those now because of the urgent nature of that work. There is the access control and CCTV, which is part of the CTO obligations with customs, and that is looking like about $1 to $1.4 million, somewhere like that. We are just doing final scopes so we can get final costings on that. The security fence, perimeter fence that we are completing, that work starts next week. There was a budget of $1.5 million. That actually tender came in at $500,000, which is good because the access control we'd originally budgeted $400,000, but with the revised scope as required by customs, that's blown out to over $1 million. So we're going to have to do a little bit of reallocation between those two CapEx programs. And just finally, there is the shade structures, which I mentioned was starting next week as well, which is another 200,000. So all up in the short term, there's about $2.7 million worth of short-term capital works that we will be undertaking as the town. The airport lessee company will be undertaking all the front of house works, the Charles Kingford Smith model plane, they'll be putting that in, they'll be doing all the ground transport works. There is $800,000 worth of civils in there that they'll be undertaking, and the landscape works, which should be in the $200,000 to $400,000, we haven't costed those as yet. They will also be obligated to undertake all of the capital works programs that have been put in the budget. When I say obligated, they'll be reviewing them, but we are talking things like taxiway strengthening and the like, airport taxiway strengthening. So that's just for colour, if you like. In terms of the electrical ring main, we will have completed that essentially by November this year. And I don't have a final figure on what that costs the town, but we're only talking a few $100,000 to finish that one off. And then there will be water and sewer. So water will be completed by mid-2016, and sewer will be completed by mid-2017. And there's about $13.5 million in total, of which some of that has already been spent with Water Corp on initial designs and concepts and scoping studies. And that's everything.
No worries. Thank you, Brett. Councillor Butson, are you happy with that? Any other further questions?
Yes, I do. Actually, in the original budget on page 15, we have got a reserve opening account balance on 1st July 2015 of $20,874. The airport reserve forecast closing balance at the 33rd of June is $12,459,000. Yet we're spending an estimated $6 million in there, but on actuals, it's actually going to have $21,448,000. So where's the extra income coming from?
I'm sorry, Councillor Butson, you were cracking up, and I'm sure the manager of airport redevelopment has noted that question. So, Brett, can you answer that? I didn't actually hear the question.
Councillor Butson was asking about the movements of funds into and out of the airport reserve. I think if I heard correctly, opening balance of $20.875 million with a closing balance, was that in 2016, Lorraine?
It's got here on page 15.
2016 of $21.448, was that correct?
No, the closing balance in the original budget is $12,459. But over on the actuals, it has a closing balance of $21,448,000. Where's the extra income coming from?
Yeah, I would have to defer that to Sid, or just take it on notice at this point in time to actually work out what the actual movements of funds are. They would be internal movements of funds, and I couldn't answer that one without notice.
No, I'll have to take it on notice.
Okay.
Brett, is Peter Cochin there sitting in?
No, he's on annual leave at the moment, Chairman.
Okay. What, we give annual leave at our organisation? What's going on with that?
Peter will know the answer off the top of his head, I'm sure.
Councillor Butson, with your indulgence, we'll take that on notice and then we'll get that information back to you.
And I've got one more question. Acting General Manager of the airport, when does the contract cease with the Port Hedland, and when does the airport group or AMP take over this position?
Well, I do have some discussions that the CEO was having, but I'm happy for Brett to answer that question if we've got any detailed information.
Yeah, through the chair, I'm happy to answer that question as it involves me. My contract was extended to October to assist with the transition plan, and then it has a monthly holding over provision until the airport is transitioned to the airport lessee company, at which time my employment ceases with the town of Port Hedland. We are anticipating at this stage a mid to end November transition of the lease to the airport lessee company. There will be ongoing transitional service arrangements with the town in terms of corporate services, which won't involve me at all. They will be simply around HR, IT and the like, and there will be a payment of an annual fee for those services. It's a transitional period of 2 years, allowing the lessee company to employ relevant staff to undertake and overtake those functions. But essentially, most of the transition is around the actual compliance-related matters, mm-hmm. things to do with the aerodrome certification and OTS and the like. So those matters just take a number of time because they're federal government agencies. So it's about a three-month period.
Thank you. No further questions.
You happy with that, Councillor Butson?
Yeah, thank you. No further questions.
No worries. Thank you. Okay, just moving still around the table if there's any others.
Nothing from me.
Nothing from me either. Julie speaking.
Presiding member, just wondering how the follow-up went in terms of, was it a letter, email or meeting in terms of the food and beverage pricing at the cafe at the airport and the concerns I raised last meeting?
Yes, Mayor Howlett, yes there was, and it's actually contained in the item in, within the officer's report later in the in our papers. So there was a meeting held and there was some information provided, but happy for the officer to answer that question now. Brett, if you'd like to...
Through the chair, yeah, there was actually a email correspondence sent to the cafe operator, and then there was a corresponding meeting with the general manager of the Esplanade, who was also the general manager of the cafe, to discuss the pricing policy. So I've actually included within the monthly report the outcome of that conversation. I did also request that Fonda attend this meeting, so he is the owner of the establishment. He wasn't available to attend the meeting. But the good news is, and we'll talk about it in the meeting, the good news is that they have changed their procurement arrangements and they are expecting to pass on some savings. Well, that was the indication given to me at the face-to-face meeting.
Okay. So in other words, they've justified their costs, Mayor Howlett, just for clarification, that their premium beers had increased, so therefore they went from $11 to $12, and standard beer pricing hadn't increased. So as the officer has just indicated, there will be further discussions with their suppliers, and they anticipate that there might be a downward push on pricing based on those discussions. So that's about as far as we got. Anything else you need to know?
No, I just think, leave that. Just in terms of the Christmas decorations, did we get confirmation what's happening in terms of Christmasness out there?
Yes, ma'am, I can tell you that there has been confirmation that the decorations have been ordered. They will be far superior to last year's effort, but to answer your question in detail, we haven't been told what it is that we're actually getting that's going to be better than last year. So perhaps the officer can take that on board and give us the details.
Through the chair, Gloria, if you'd like, I'll throw over to our... A director of Christmas decorations. our terminal duty manager, just for further comment. Putting you on the spot, Nat.
No worries. Yeah, hi, Gloria. Desiree is actually organising the whole of town of Port Hedlands Christmas decorations, and so the airport is included in that. I put together a figure, and it would be approximately $6,500 worth of decorations, which will include large garlands that will be hanging from the ceiling, as well as ornaments. And
oh, cool!
Yeah, and some Christmas trees around. Unfortunately, I couldn't get the Christmas tree that I wanted because it was too tall to fit inside the door.
Way to go, I like the way you think.
Yeah, but it will look amazing.
Matt, I did suggest that we put in a temporary skylight to accommodate the bigger Christmas tree.
Oh, it's a good idea.
Okay, well, Madam Mayor, you're happy with that response? Thank
you. I am happy with that. And just one more, presiding member, I don't know if you've covered off on it. So this TV screen that we have at the front counter here is fantastic. What about the opportunity of screens at the airport that are similar to that front counter TV?
Nat, I'm happy to throw over to Nat again to answer that because I'm sure he'll have more detailed information, but yeah. I'm excited with you.
Sure, through the chair. The TV monitors arrived last week. Due to the length that it took for them to arrive, our contractor that has been contracted to install them is in the middle of doing other works at the terminal. So once they've completed those, they'll be able to work on the installation then. So I'm anticipating about 2 to 3 weeks because they are doing some rather important works for us at the moment. But it was just that initial delay in actually receiving the TVs, which meant our contractor was already predisposed with other works.
Madam Mayor, are you satisfied with that?
Oh, I hear it as a good, valid reason, but it just shows it's taken about 3 months to do it, so it's just disappointing.
I must concur with that, and I would have taken longer than 3 months. I do appreciate the effort that's gone into it, but it would have been lovely when we were with the Vietnamese Consular General for literally 30 minutes waiting for his baggage to come off. They had to watch something other than me and my lovely faces. So if we could get that as an urgent, that would be great. But we'll watch for that. Thank you. Is there any other questions, Madam Mayor?
No, that's it today. Thank you.
Thank you. Since you've asked my questions, is there anyone else in there that I've missed? Brett, any other questions from anyone?
No, Gloria, it's just down to yourself now. There's no other questions.
Okay, well, Madam Mayor's asked the question that I wanted to know, so that's great. We'll move on to item 7. Declaration by members to have given due consideration to all matters contained in the business paper presented before the meeting. May I have a raise of hands, please? And Brett, I'll let you count.
Yes.
My hand is raised.
Everyone has raised their hand.
Great. So that will be the number
seven,
is?
Seven all up. If my maths is right.
All right, fabulous. Item 8, confirmation of minutes of previous meeting. 8.1, confirmation of the minutes of the airport committee meeting held on Wednesday the 12th of August, with the officer's recommendation there. Do I have any points of clarification?
No points, so moved.
Thank you, Councillor Hunt. I recognise your voice. Seconded.
Councillor Butson.
Councillor Butson.
Yes, thank you, Councillor Butson. Those against?
So
I'm assuming, what number is that again, Brett?
Seven,
beautiful. Okay, item 9, announcements by presiding member without discussions. I have none at this stage. Item 10, petitions, deputations, presentations and submissions. With a disclaimer, I'm assuming there are no nil there.
Yes.
There's no petitions there.
Correct, Chairman.
Beautiful, thank you. So I'll read the disclaimer. Members of the public are cautioned against taking any action on committee decisions on items on today's agenda in which they may have an interest until formal notification in writing by the town has been received. Decisions made at this meeting can be revoked pursuant to the Local Government Act of 1995. Okay, page 10, item 11, reports of officers, 11.1.1, airport management report, with the recommendation that the airport committee notes the airport management report. Are there any points of clarification?
No points, so moved.
Thank you. Seconded?
Flo.
Thank
you, Flo. Now we'll accept that. Are there any against? We'll accept that that's been passed. 7-0. But what I will do is perhaps request the officer to go through the report for those of us that may have missed anything. The brief summary that you could go through, Brett?
Yeah. Thank you, Madam Chair. I will just give a brief update to some sections and just cover off the paper briefly, if that's okay with you. Okay, just in terms of aeronautical growth, the June figures have come in, and for the June figures prior comparable period to this year to last year, the passenger drop is now 19.5%, so we have experienced some more drop in, so I can get my mouth to work. We have experienced a greater drop in passenger numbers than the prior month. So overall year to date, which is the financial year in this case, the drop from prior period was 6.8% in the end. In terms of aircraft movements, there has been some further softening. From June last year to June this year, the drop has been 3.8% in aircraft movements. And for the financial year end, it was 4.1% was the eventual drop from last year. So just over 500,000 to 770, just over 770,000. We spoke about the Airport Cafe. Yes, they'd indicated that their premium beers had gone up, but that their standard beer prices hadn't shifted. They'd actually indicated that they'd held their prices steady for, I think it was 15 months, was the conversation I'd had with them, and also indicated that they now have a new supplier under their old contract, and the way the ownership was structured, the cafe, they were obligated to use a key supplier, which is part of the business. They no longer have that requirement, and then they now have access to more competitive pricing. And the general manager had indicated to me that he would certainly look at passing on savings through that supplier arrangement once he's secured those new supplier arrangements. The expression of interest is also ongoing for, I think it closes today?
Fourth.
End of the week. Closes at the end of the week. For the cafe. There was a bird strike in this period, and there has been increased bird activity during the period as well. Our resident ornithologist, Bill the Birdman, was called into action, and he's been up and reviewing the bird activity. And so we're obviously doing everything that we can to ensure that aircraft flights don't encounter as birds as much as humanly possible. So we're basically just implementing our hazard and wildlife, our bird and hazard wildlife management program to ensure aviation safety. There are no further updates to the rest of the report until we get back down to passenger traffic. I think I said that the financial year-end numbers, they were actually 470,471 in the end, compared to 504,659. From the prior comparable period. As I said, it was a 6.8% drop in passenger numbers over that period. And the aircraft movements were, for 2014 financial year, were 5,174, and they eventually ended up at 5,118, which is 236 movements less than last year, which is that 4.1% drop. And apart from that, I'll just very quickly flick over to the capital projects section of the report. I did present on all of this, but just to confirm that the shade structures are starting on the 16th of September, and the security boundary fencing will be starting next week as well. And included within the table on page 19 of the report is now a commentary in the completion timeframe column, indicating who's responsible for what on those outstanding CapEx items, just for the committee's clarification. I'm happy to take questions on the report.
Cool. If there are no questions from members and officers, we'll move on to page 21, item 12. Late items as permitted by presiding member, there is nil. Item 13, motions of which previous notice have been given, there are nil. And item 14, confidential items, there are nil. Move on to item 15, applications for leave of absence for the next airport committee, recognising that elected members, if you apply for leave of absence at this committee level, you'll also have to apply at the ordinary council meeting. Are there any going around the table? Applications for leave of absence.
Yes, Madam Chair. Brad here. I will be out of town, and it's probably unlikely I'll be able to phone in for the meeting.
Madam Chair, was I just wondering maybe we could push the meeting back a week, because most of us will be in Karratha for the CEDAR event on that same day. So could we change it a week?
I'm happy to have a motion to review the next date, which is on the 7th of October.
Can we ask Grace?
Can we move this as a late item, or we're happy to do this?
You can. Some of us, so Kelly, can move the motion to move it to the 14th of October events at the same time.
Do we do it at that point in the agenda, or can we do it now?
Yeah.
I'd like to move that as a motion for consideration, and Brad's going to second it.
Sure. So we're talking about a motion that moves the next airport committee meeting to the 14th of October. Would that be correct?
Yes.
Yep. Okay. So we have a mover and Mayor Howlett and a seconder and...
Well, just hold on a second. We might
Sorry,
need
we're
to...
just seeking clarification, Gloria. That committee meeting is on what date did we
14th
say?
14th of October.
14th
of October.
Which I believe the AAA is also on the 14th of October, and I think you are attending, Madam Chair.
Week after if you want.
Does it have to be on a Wednesday, committee?
That's 3 days before council meeting.
No, so you'll have to move it around somewhere. It has to be done before the 16th.
13. Okay, so should we try to make it for the Monday, Cal, or even later in that week?
Where is the AAA? It's out of this state, isn't it?
Yeah,
so you won't be able to phone link in, so you have to do it before you all leave. So maybe it'll have to be the Friday.
Well, do you want to make it earlier, Madam Mayor? Maybe the Tuesday, the 7th?
People can. I'll be on annual leave, but people can.
Oh, sorry. No. Oh, when are you back?
On that day. That's why I was saying maybe try and do that Friday the 9th. That would work for me.
Well, Thursday or Friday, how's that?
Friday. Friday is the winner.
Yeah, Friday's okay.
Okay, well, I'll put my apologies, but I'm sure Councillor Gillingham will be back because the 10th is my birthday and I'm flying.
Well, what about the Thursday then?
Huh?
Will you be here on Thursday?
I'll be there on Thursday, but I won't be there on Friday because I leave early Friday.
Thursday? Do it Thursday.
Yep.
Thursday. Are you sure? Okay. Yep. Does that suit all the committee? We'll make it Thursday the 8th of October?
Yep.
And same time, 12:30, that'll give us enough time to get back from Carafa.
Mm-hmm.
So with that and governance's approval, we will still have the motion, the mover and the seconder to make the meeting Thursday the 8th of October at 12:30. Are there any against?
No.
Okay.
No, yes.
So that's 7 minutes love. So then we've now moved the motion to that. We can continue with item 15. Do we need any leave of absence?
I think Councillor Butson might need one.
I'll have to put an apology in for that because I'm not sure if I'm available on that Thursday.
On the Thursday?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, so I've got several dates here, Grace, but they don't clash with any of the meetings, but I just need them recorded. Should I just leave them to the OCM?
Just leave them to the OCM, presiding member.
Okay. All right, thank you, Madam Mayor. Okay, with that advice, we'll move on to who do we need to have somebody move to accept the leave of...
Yes, I'll move it.
Thank you. Seconder?
Yep.
Brad?
Yep.
Thank you. Those against? Fantastic. Moved. Item 16, attendance by telephone or instantaneous communications. Are there any applications for such for the next meeting on the 8th of October?
No.
Okay. No. So we'll move on to item 17, closure, and the next date of the next meeting, 17.1, as just moved to be Thursday, the 8th of October, 20 at 12:30 p.m. And then with that, I will declare the meeting closed today at 1:06 p.m.